USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Afterward, Giuliani said this is not the end of the road.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. Officials emphasized this occurred in a combat zone where soldiers often encounter terrorists and suicide bombers. The conflict between Israel and Hamas, now in its 70th day, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed the ongoing situation during his visit to Israel Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Recently, two U.S. officials indicated that the Biden administration has communicated to the Israeli government its desire to see an end to the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has agreed to a CNN debate invitation. In response, her opponent, GOP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, criticized Haley for taking more than a week to confirm her participation in the Iowa debate. The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. They expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease, could strain healthcare capacity. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. A U.S. senator's son is now facing murder charges in connection with a North Dakota deputy's death.
It involves Ian Kramer, son of North Dakota Republican Kevin Kramer. He's accused of killing Mercer County Deputy Paul Martin in a crash that happened during a reported high-speed chase earlier this month. Initially, Kramer faced manslaughter charges, but those were upgraded to homicide. His next court appearance is set for Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Airlines anticipate accommodating nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season. The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to the previous year's Southwest Airlines meltdown caused by a significant snowstorm. Southwest has made substantial investments in de-icing equipment, overhauled its computer system, and ensured an ample supply of staff for the current holiday season. Someone's on the naughty list. Police in Virginia are investigating after someone wearing an inflatable gingerbread man costume attempted a home invasion earlier this week. The police report says the suspect walked up to the door and tried to go inside without knocking. The suspect walked away after finding out the door was locked. A witness walked up to the man and was told he was trying to find a friend's house. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.